We're back at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market, really getting ready for this big Cowman's Kind bull sale. Matt Futrell and David Ferk, when you guys have kind of put this thing together, I guess it's your third year, isn't it?
That's correct, Alan. So, yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, David Ferkwin had the idea of putting together a good group of bulls for some producers. As county extension agents, a lot of us spend a lot of time on the road with producers individually. And, you know, we may hit the same farm 3 or 4 times taking different producers. So you spend a lot of time, a lot of hours and miles showing folks bulls and hunting for bulls. So he had the idea that, you know, we could do the legwork on the front end, try to bring some of the best of those bulls together and put together a sale. And that way, producers could come to one location and those bulls would be there waiting on them. And, you know, it's been a huge success. Like you said, this is our third year. We're selling 30 bulls this year. And I think, you know, I'm a little biased, but I'd say maybe 30 of some of the better bulls that are in the area for the type of cattlemen that we work with. So in a lot of situations, you know, a bull's only as good as what you need. And we want to make sure that we're getting the right kind of bull to the right producer. And I think that's what we've got here. We've got a good variety of bulls that just fit the cow man that we work with. You know, we're not talking about high-end show steers or heifers like that, but a man that's got a set of cows that needs to produce a high-quality calf that'll grow fast and give them a good calf to bring to market, then we've really got a good set of bulls that'll fulfill all those needs.
And I think you guys have worked hard to put that together. What kind of breeds you got coming tomorrow?
Again, a little bit of everything. Of course, we've got some Angus bulls. We've got some Gelby and Balancer and Simmentals and a couple Hereford bulls. And that pretty well catches most of the popular breeds that we try to cover. You know, you still got some red cattle out there and guys that like red bulls too. So we've got a pretty decent selection of red bulls for everybody that wanted one. And then also, of course, we've got our black bulls that you really kind of give you an economic advantage a lot of times when you come to the yard because buyers like that black-headed calf. And it's an easy option even for a guy like me that may go back to some Hereford genetics that's got some red bloodlines but can put a homozygous black bull on a cow and get a black calf. So you always look for ways to capture that premium when you come to the yard, and that's one of the simplest things that a producer can do to make sure that they do that.
You run things a little different for folks who may not have been farmers out there. Bulls don't come in the ring, but they can actually come before the sale tomorrow at noon and check them out and see what you got.
That's right. So we're receiving bulls right now. They're coming in, and we'll overnight them tonight just to get them settled and let them calm down a little bit. Most of these bulls, you know, for the most part, have never been off the farm and seen a lot of folks, so we want them as calm and gentle as we can get them. We'll put them in viewing pens in the morning, so if you'll come in 9 or 10 o'clock tomorrow, they should be in their viewing pens and settled. And we try to make it as friendly to the folks that want to view as possible. We try to leave a gap in between each of the bulls so they can walk up and down the sides of each pen and view them from all angles. And it really does work out really well. And we like to do that because we don't like to run these bulls through the ring. It's not good for the bulls, and it's not good for our staff here at the stockyard. It's a lot of work to do that. And if a bull wants to act a little silly, you know, it really turns a buyer off. So I think it's best if we can leave those bulls maybe in small groups and viewing pens, and that way you get a true understanding of what that bull is going to act like when you get them home.
And that's important. I've always heard you and David and Kevin Laurent say over the years on the bull sale and the select bred heifer sale too that, you know, If you can't be around them here, you can't be around them at home. And you guys work very hard to make sure you got bulls that people can have on their farms and feel safe with and feel good about
it. That's absolutely right. So, you know, that's one of the joys of being a cow-calf producer. I always say, you know, there's nothing like going out late in the evening, getting on the four-wheeler side-by-side with your kids and kind of going through the cows and looking at everything. And, you know, if you got a bull that's a little rogue or something, you don't feel safe letting them do that. And I think, again, we spend a lot of time making sure that these bulls are safe and sound, and I think all the bulls that show up here today will be that type and that kind of bull that you'd be comfortable with.
Of course, you got a catalog folks can get fine when they get here tomorrow, but also, is there information out there online they can look at before they come to the sale?
There is. You can actually view the entire catalog online if you'll search either Christian County Extension or Trigg County Extension, Cooperative Extension Service. The catalog is on both the websites and on the Facebook pages as well. And you can actually go to the YouTube link. On the back of the catalog is a link that you can go to and view all the videos. So all the bulls not only are pictured in the catalog, but have live video online to where you can watch them walk and kind of get a feel for how that bull moves. You know, that's one of the most important things I felt like. I kind of learned from my granddad back years and years ago. When you're looking for a bull, a picture's nice, but you really like to see a bull move and how he handles himself. You know, over the years, we don't run a lot of cows, but over the years, always the biggest issue that kind of calls a bull out of our situation is maybe his feet or hips and how he travels. So truthfully, you want a bull that's put together well, that's going to be able to carry himself for several years and not give you trouble out there in the field with his mobility. Because when, you know, maybe they're not covering but 20 or 30 cows, but a bull that's not put together very sound won't have that longevity that you need.
I know you guys will be here tomorrow and here today. If folks have your number, they can give you a call too and ask any questions, check out things online and look at it. And obviously, come on tomorrow, noon, here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market and the Cowman's Kind Bull Sale. It was really turned out last couple of years. Looking for a good third sale tomorrow. Of course, we're at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.